Ambahun yen ambahun feyun.
These sounds, even in the
haze, but sometimes the sounds, like the pain, faded, and then there was only the haze. He remembered darkness, solid darkness, had come before the haze. Did that mean he was making progress? Let there be light, even of the hazy variety. And the light was good, and so on, and so on. Had those sounds existed in the darkness? He didn't know the answers to any of these questions. Did it make sense to ask them? He didn't know the answer to that one either. Only two things which existed. Those sounds were the only outer
reality.
He had no idea who he was or where he was. And cared to know neither. He wished he was dead, but through
the pain-soaked haze that filled his mind like a summer storm cloud, he did not know he wished it. As time passed,
he became
aware
that there were periods of non-pain, and that these had a cyclic quality. And for the first time since emerging from the total blackness which had prolonged the haze, he had a thought
which existed apart from whatever his current situation was. The thought was of a broken-off piling which jutted from the sand at Revere Beach.
His mother and father had taken him to Revere Beach often when he was a kid, and had always insisted that they spread their blanket where he could come keep an eye on that piling, which looked to him like the single jutting fang of a buried monster. He liked to sit and watch the water come up until it covered the piling. Then, hours later, after the sandwiches and potato salad had been eaten, after the last few drops of Kool-Aid had been coaxed from his father's big thermos, just before his mother said it was time to pack up and start home, the top of the rotted piling would begin to show again, just a peak and a flash between the incoming waves at first, then more and more. By the time their trash was stashed in the big drum with "Keep your beach clean!" stenciled on the side. Paulie's beach toys picked up.
"That's my name, Paulie, I'm Paulie, I'm Paulie, I'm Paulie, I'm Paulie, I'm Paulie, I'm Paulie."
And tonight, Marl put Johnson's baby oil on my sunburn. He thought inside the thunderhead where he now lived. And the blanket folded again.
The piling had almost wholly reappeared, its blackish slime-smoothed sides surrounded by sudsy scuds of foam. It was the tide, his father had tried to explain, but he had always known it was the piling. The tide came and went. The piling stayed. It was just that sometimes you couldn't see it Without the piling, there was no tide.
This memory circles and circles,
maddening like a sluggish fly.
Circles and circles, maddening
like a sluggish fly.
Circles and circles, maddening
like a sluggish fly.
Circles and circles, maddening
like a sluggish fly.
Circles and circles,
maddening
like a sluggish fly. Circles and circles, maddening like a sluggish fly.
This memory circled and circled, maddening like a sluggish fly. This memory circled and circled, maddening like a sluggish fly. He groped for whatever it might mean, but for a long time the sounds interrupted. Feyn read everything unbound. Feyn read everything unbound. Sometimes the sounds stopped. Sometimes he stopped.